Thank you.
Bonjour, c'est Françoise Breu. Vous écoutez le Melting Pot sur KPFK 90.7 FM à Los Angeles et 98.7 FM à Santa Barbara et dans le monde entier sur kpfk.org.
This is KPFK, radio powered by the people at 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. You are currently listening to Melting Pot, which is here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, and I am the host for this program. Here in our second hour, we still have quite a bit of music to get to, including a whole bunch of stuff from the Stone's Throw record label, who is throwing a party on June 20th at Exchange LA. We have a couple pairs of passes for that that will be giving away a little bit later. Also play you some music from our most recent session recorded here at KPFK from Dom La Nena that was broadcast just last week and got a ton of calls and emails about that one. Really beautiful stuff from her. And I think we'll probably be able to throw in a couple other things, maybe from Golden Girls and from Omar and maybe a few others. But right now, what I wanted to do is to play a little tribute to a very underappreciated, maybe not very well-known soul singer, though there have been a couple of things that have kind of raised his profile in recent years. His name was Durando. That wasn't his given name, but that was the name that he recorded under. Just recorded a few singles in the Bay Area in the late 1960s, early 1970s. But they're very prized possessions by a lot of people. And over the last 10 plus years or so, been kind of a resurgence in people wanting to hear his music and kind of find out who he was. One of the people who was really instrumental in that was Oliver Wang, connected to Soul Sides. He did an interview with Durando around 2006. And also Justin Torres, who was connected to it. And in the set, you're going to hear some of the recorded work from him, as well as a couple of things that were recorded live by Justin Torres, just Durando with a guitar, and just nice and beautiful stripped-down soul. The thing I'm going to start off with is probably, if you've heard a song from Durando, this would have more than likely have been it. And maybe the best place, or one of the places you would have heard it, was even in an episode of Breaking Bad, which Thomas Gulabich happened to put this song into. This is one of my favorite all-time sweet soul songs, and it certainly highlights the kind of similarities between the singing style of Durando and Ronald Isley and also Al Green. But there is so much going on in this song. There are so many things. It's one of a handful of songs that I could literally listen to every single day of my life and never get tired of it. The name of the song from Durando is Didn't I, and this is going to start off a little tribute set to him, who just passed away just a few days ago, did Durando. So Durando, and the name of the song is Didn't I. You're hearing it right now on a tribute to Durando on KPFK and Melting Pot.
troubles down. You look bad, you should be glad. No, be mad, don't just be glad. And sit down and let me kiss your love a little. I was trying to play the rhythm and blues, but now let me play the rondo. Okay.
cause I love my daddy, boy, I love my mama. Wait a minute.
La 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 as you turn and look into my eyes, I knew then that I had to have
Music from Durando, and a tribute set to the man who just passed away a little bit earlier in the week. Durando recorded only a few things, just a handful of sides, really. But you heard some of the best material that he recorded, in addition to some things that were recorded just in the last 10 years. So Listen to My Song is the name of that last one. You also heard in the set his kind of acoustic versions of What's Going On, Mercy Mercy Me, a song called My Mama and My Papa, another acoustic one, Summertime, the name of it, and started things off with the song Didn't I was originally featured on a 7-inch on the Music City record label. The flip side was Listen to My Song, if my memory serves correctly, and was something that I'm about 100% sure I heard first from Matthew Africa. And it's, again, I considered actually doing a tribute set where I just played that one song 4 or 5 times and just talked about different layers of the song, just because it's so amazing as a song. But I hope you enjoyed the other tracks from Durando. one of a number of people, you know, just out of that area, created great music, but people didn't hear it really until you had all these kind of hip hop and crate diggers and all the rest digging up all those sounds that were made during that period of time. Thankfully, he did at least know during his time how much people appreciated that music. And once again, you can find his stuff has been reissued both by Love and Hate and Ubiquity for a release called Let My People Go, which features almost everything that he recorded in studio. And then also a bit more recently, BGP put out a collection called Listen to My Song, the Music City Sessions, which features a bit more music from Durando, but certainly well worth checking out, especially the song Didn't I. Going to get back into music right now with something actually that's part of just a big, big party that's going on here in Los Angeles on June 20th. Stone's Throw is a label. It's now based here in Los Angeles, so they're local to us. One of the great independent record labels in the country. And they actually have a film that kind of chronicles their story that's going to be playing at the Los Angeles Film Festival. It's called Our Vinyl Weighs a Ton, kind of a little play on one of the records from label head Peanut Butter Wolf. And so they're throwing this party on June 20th, just before the film premieres on the 21st and 22nd. But on the 20th, they're at Exchange LA, and it's just about everybody on the roster. Madlib is going to be there with a DJ set, as will Peanut Butter Wolf, Dame Funk, J-Rock, Egyptian Lover, John Wayne, The Lions, Myron and E, Vex Ruffin, Diva, Doobie Sisters, and likely other special guests from the Stone's Throw family. They're also including some sets from the Dub Club DJs, from Ross G, Matthew David, Leaving Records, Uppy Gun, Son of Ra, a whole bunch of people. Just all kinds of music all over the place at Exchange LA on June 20th. We have two pairs of tickets to go to this party. If you're a fan of the music of Stone's Throw, give me a call at 818-985-5735. You'll be able to go to, you can feel real Hollywood, but only, I guess, sort of Hollywood. They're not quite that Hollywood yet, right? Our Vinyl Weighs a Ton premiere party at Exchange LA with Stone's Throw Records, Madlib, Peanut Butter Wolf, Dame Funk, Myron and E, backed up by The Lions, who will also perform, and a whole bunch of other people. Once again, on June 20th at Exchange LA. If you'd like to see it, call me now, 818-985-5735. I'm going to play you a set of music from Stone's Throw featuring most of those people. Starting off with something from Madlib. This is something that's coming out just next week, I think, on Stone's Throw, kind of collection of earlier material in his alter ego Quasimodo. It's called Yes Sir Whatever, and the name of this song, which was previously unreleased, I think, until now, or until a couple days from now, is called Brothers Can't See Me. Once again, from Quasimodo, aka Madlib, here for you on KPFK and Melting Pot.
The mad lip and bass, check it out, out. Check it out, out. Check it out, out.
Yeah, Quasimodo taking over these airwaves. Put the bow, never hitting with fair play.
My style hits you all in your auditory. Nowadays, when I buy a tape, yo, that bitch be boring me. I be paying good money to hear some whack shit. I take it back to the warehouse, subtract it. We be moving on ya, we up on the 9-8. Stepping over this way, you just my fine fate. We on it like a witch hunt. I recommend Astro Blast when you talk about trying to stitch stunts. Told him motivate the digger up the crates infested. Loop digger be hurried every state molested.
Why you trying to cross over, Black?
I'll be getting high, keeping it fat. I led the back kid, I'm the one that'll hit you with the total bliss. With the X crisp, I'm at 30 popping this. My dish sound better than yours, I got the force. While you going off course, like you're giving up drawers. Yo, it's the beat conductor. Yeah, I went on tour. The only thing different is that you see a lot more.
Boy, chicken frontin', just dip nothing. So Lord Quas, keep it on the something, even if it's nothing.
Most y'all niggas is about bluffing.
while I'm just trying to keep it on ASAP. You're causing static with your huffing.
Work ASAP, y'all need to bring it back.
Cause in 97, the lot of shit get lack.
Brothers can't, brothers, yeah. Brothers, brothers can't see me.
Brothers can't see me.
Brothers can't see me.
Thank you.
Music from Myron and E, in this case on their record, backed up by the Soul Investigators. Everyday Love, the name of the song from the record Broadway, which is going to be released at the beginning of July. There's a very good chance that E from Myron and E be coming in pretty soon to do an interview and also a guest DJ set here with us. But don't quote me on that just yet. But hopefully it should happen. Also in the set, you heard Dame Funk, his song Fadin' from the EP I Don't Want to Be a Star, and Quasimodo, a.k.a. Madlib, some music from the vault, put together on a collection called Yes Sir Whatever, which is coming out next week on Stone's Throw Records' Brothers Can't See Me, the name of the song from Quasimodo. All of that music from Stone's Throw Records, and once again, they're having a little party to celebrate the premiere of the film Our Vinyl Weighs a Ton over at Exchange LA on June 20th. Congrats to the people who won tickets to that. And if you didn't, then I don't know. We'll see what you do. Right now, I'm going to play you some music from our most recent guest, something that we broadcast just last week from Brazilian, Argentinian, French singer, songwriter, and cellist Dom La Nena. And this was a really amazing performance. I think one of the things that was most amazing, and this sort of came through when we were talking about in the interview, and I might have mentioned it last week, is just like how much of a one-woman band she really is. And this song sounds as if there's a whole string quartet playing along with her, but it's really just Dom La Nena, her cello, and a loop pedal that allows her to loop all the various aspects of the sounds that you hear. She even faded it down herself. That's how bad she was in the studio. We barely even had to be there. So here is music that once again was recorded live here at KPFK just a few weeks ago from Dom La Nena, Angel Gabriel, the name of the song you're going to hear right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
sorry, I'm sorry. Forgive me, forgive me. And I get so emotional thinking of ways we can endure our lives, yeah. When nothing stupid happens and we got control, it's what we do, what we do. I can listen to you, baby.
All right, so closed up the show. Just a few more songs. One from Omar. The Man is the name of his latest release, released in the UK on Freestyle Records. And I Can Listen, the name of the song. That's trying to fool you with the vinyl sounds at the beginning. Golden Girls ahead of that. Also out of the UK, from Scotland, from Glasgow to be specific. Self-titled record on Slumberland, and Think of the Ways, the name of the track from Golden Girls. Also from around those parts, Camera Obscura, Cri de Coeur, the name of the track from their brand new record, Desire Lines. They are here in Los Angeles playing over at the El Rey on June 18th, but they're also doing a live show at Amoeba, which is free, tomorrow, the 17th, at around 6 p.m., just so you know. We also in the set had music from Nelson Angelo y Joyce, from a self-titled record they put out on Odeon in 1972. It's one of the most beautiful records that I've ever heard, and so beautiful that I couldn't even wait around to find an original copy. I had to get just the reissue just to have that record. Comuna, the name of the song, with really bad Portuguese pronunciation in that case for me. And started off the set with Dom La Nena from the recording session that we just had last week, broadcast for you, which is archived on our website, meltingpotblog.com, in the section Be Our Guest. Angel Gabriel, the name of the song, with Dom La Nena and her cello and loop pedal, and just amazing. So definitely do check out that session that we had for you just last week. And we'll be back next week with more music, hopefully some more goodies. The Summer Twins should be here. Next week, it'll actually be summer, so it's really appropriate for them to come in. And I just wanted to make sure I gave a good shout out to not just Oliver Wang of Soulsides, but also to one of the Soulsides faithful out there, Josh Lilvis, who hooked me up with some of that music from Durando earlier for the tribute. Okay, that's it. That's all I got. I'll see you guys next week. Y'all take care.